While the responsiveness and strength of the Department of Arts Administration, Education, and Policy convinced Veronica to come to Ohio State for her master's, the campus's Latino community is part of the reason she stayed for her PhD.
And in large part, what convinced me to stay for my PhD was the Latino Studies faculty at OSU. And the real enjoyment that I got from being a part of LASER and being a mentor to undergraduate students and also some high schoolers, because mentoring has always been a really important part of my life. And I was really glad to be able to, you know, connect through this Latino serving organization that also had a really strong academic focus, because that's me. I am Latina and I'm really good at school. That was actually also really valuable for me, informing a community beyond my department and beyond any department, really, because I think when you're in graduate school, it can be so, so easy to get stuck into just like the little bubble of your department and your peers and your faculty members and your staff people and like the people you know. And I think it's really great to have a frame of reference that goes beyond that and to be able to talk to people who, even if they weren't focusing on any part of Latino studies in their own research, who had sort of a cultural familiarity and an interest, and who I would know that I would find if I went to some talk by like a visiting scholar or artist or whomever. That was just really, warm and welcoming. Yeah. And I don't know, it makes Ohio State feel a little bit more personal, since
it's such a massive institution.
It's huge. I mean, it's basically a small city. And so when you think about that level of administration and a need to be able to advocate for yourself, having something like LASER, having something where, you know, people were looking out for each other and were pushing each other and holding each other accountable was really valuable. And it also, it felt really great to have something like a Latino community, because I don't feel like I'm really a part of the Columbus City Latino community. And I think in part that's because I am from DC. I, for better or for worse, don't look like the stereotypical image of a Latina in the US. And so even when I am, like, I don't know, going into a Mexican grocery or going out to taco trucks on Sullivan Avenue, which my wife and I love to do, there's still a pretty consistent surprise when I speak Spanish.